Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, we have been discussing some of the very basic facts about Islam, how that could be instilled in our children. And now I want to talk about hadith, the importance of, you know, teaching these hadiths, be that from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, or Ahlul Bayt. How important is it, or what are the ways to instill that?
Yes, as we discussed before, that we need to engage our children and make them associate themselves with the Holy Quran, we should also make them realize that the Holy Quran cannot be separated from the Ahlul Bayt, and
right.
The Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam cannot be separated from the Holy Quran. And we have this famous hadith that the Holy Prophet says that I'm leaving two very
precious
things for you, and you need to hold on to them and clutch to them and cling on to them. And they will not be separated from each other. They cannot be separated from each other
until the day of judgment.
Day of judgment, and till they come to the pond of Kothar. So the important thing is that we need to understand what this signifies and make our children understand that if we need the practical implementation and the application of the Holy Quran, we have to go towards the Ahlul Bayt and the Imams and the Holy Prophet himself, and see how they make us understand the Quran, and how they want us to understand it, and how they want us to make it a daily habit, the practicing the teachings of the Holy Quran.
Right.
So they go hand in hand. So when we talk about, when we discuss, and when we recite the Holy Quran, when we try to understand its meanings, we also try to understand what it implies. Many of the ahadith,
many of the ahadith are the interpretations of those verses.
Everything what we read in the hadith of the Holy Prophet and the Imams, it's all revolving around the Quran.
Exactly.
It's an explanation. Everything which they say, everything they utter, everything they do is based on the Quran.
Exactly.
And therefore, these are two weighty, precious objects. And they go together. One is the written word, and the other is the implemented and practiced word.
Right.
So they are together. This one is the Quran Samit, and the other is the Quran Natiq.
Okay.
So one is the Quran which does not speak for itself.
Right.
It has to be read. It has to be recited. The other is the
speaking Quran.
It's the speaking Quran. Not in the sense that they're speaking and reciting the Quran. When we say that Imam Ali is the
Quran,
it's a
metaphorical
way. It's metaphorical. It wants to say that the Imam is implementing and applying the teachings of the Quran in his life.
Exactly.
And he is becoming a role model for us. So we need to understand, and we need to learn the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and get to know them and make our children learn them.
Right.
And for example, at a very early age, all of us should know. For example, we should learn by heart the various chapters, the surahs of the Quran, the smaller ones especially,
right.
The ones at the end of the last part of the Quran, the 30th juz of the Quran. There
right.
are many surahs which need to be learned. And apart from that, we need to learn the various verses of the Holy Quran in a thematic way,
right.
around various subjects pertaining to our beliefs, subjects pertaining to our morals, subjects pertaining to our actions.
Right.
They should be, you know, learned by heart and understood by heart from the Holy Quran, and then the related ahadith also.
Right. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we're discussing the importance of hadith and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, and Ahlul Bayt, how these teachings could be instilled in our children. And Professor Salman Naqvi is helping us. Professor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ahzab, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, Allah has sent the best role model for us. So, do you think when we are teaching our children about the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, we are actually introducing a best role model for them?
Exactly. There's no doubt about that. Certainly that, as I said, that the Holy Prophet is the manifestation of the Quran. Not just what he speaks, what he does is
practically
whatever he says is in وَفَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Everything what he says is nothing but the Quran.
Right.
And whatever he practices is nothing but from the Quran. So, of course, we cannot separate the two. And when we teach our children, and when we want our children to get associated and get engaged with the Quran, then we cannot separate the Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Prophet and their sayings and the ahadith which have been narrated from them. So we need to discuss, put them in a compact form, and we have to bring them together. There should be a composite way of presenting these things to our children. As I said, the teachings of the Holy Quran,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the aqa'id, the beliefs, or the morals, the akhlaq, or the ahkam, the practical aspects.
Right.
Have to be embedded in the Holy Quran and the Sunnah and the seerah, the lifestyle of them, how they acted in various situations, whether it is in their personal lives, whether it is in their social lives, in their political lives, how they manage their economic affairs, their financial affairs, how did they manage to work in the society and get involved in the society, and how they played their roles in society. All of them are learning lessons for us.
Right. There's this community service participation, and a lot has been reflected in the ahadith about the community service. So do you think if parents themselves involve themselves before involving their kids into the community service and, you know, other things like that, that manifest, you know, compassion, the mercifulness, and, you know, being kind, being generous, do you think when parents and caregivers, they themselves engage into these acts, this in itself can help them understand, give them a better understanding of hadith? Because because children are always curious, and when they ask, when they see their parents are doing so, parents can tell, yes, it's the teaching of our Prophet, it's the teachings of our Imams.
Yes, the community's activities, especially if they are based around the mosque, the masjid
right.
of your locality, then that gives a very beautiful example of how religion and the community can, you know, get together. Religion brings the community together.
And
our
how,
faith, how it brings the society together.
Right.
And how they can assist each other, how they can help each other.
Right.
So if the mosque and the masjid becomes the center of our communal activities,
right,
we're praying, fasting, doing all these things together, and then we are taking care of each other. And
right,
our children, if they get involved in that, they will be learning what has to be done, as
right,
Islam says.
Right. Professor, I'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Akavian. We're discussing about the importance of teaching hadith of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, and Ahlul Bayt to young children. And Professor, you were saying the community service is an important act where parents can teach their children a lot of things, and that could be all done in the masjid itself, the mosque.
Yes, so we need to, if we live in a society where it's a Muslim society and you have a mosque around you, and then you can go there and you can take your children with you, and you can make your children realize that all the activities at the time of the Holy Prophet were performed in the mosque, whether it was praying to Allah Almighty or it was taking care of each other and assisting each other, taking care of each other's problems and issues of marriage, financial issues, so many other things. And that's happening nowadays, alhamdulillah. And even if the Holy Prophet wanted the people to go for war, he would announce it from the mosque,
right,
the mihrab. The mihrab is the
mosque was the center.
Yes.
Right.
So all our activities are community services activities, and they have to take place. They should take place in the mosque. And if we are not living close to a mosque, then we should try to live close to a mosque.
Right.
Or whether if we're living in a society which is not an Islamic society, it's not an Islamic, city or country, then we need to somehow get together in a place where we can associate with each other around the mosque, around the center at least, an Islamic center. And so we need to instill this feeling and compassion for each other around that bonding of Islam and religion. And as I said, all Islamic teachings, whether even ethical behavior, being kind to others, compassionate to others,
right,
it should be something based on our religion, because
right,
of our love of Allah Almighty. Everything should emanate from that. And our children should know that if they're doing something for others, it's for the sake of Allah Almighty. They
right,
do not seek a reward from others. They seek reward from Allah Almighty.
Right.
Everything is being done for the sake of that purpose. So this is how we need to make our children realize that they do community service, they take care of others, they take care of the needs of others, and they don't make it a matter of pride or a matter of, they don't want something in reward.
Right.
And they don't show off, and they don't do
There's
it.
There's a sincerity in the intention.
There's sincerity in it. It's because it's done because of itself. It is goodness in itself.
Right.
Anything which is goodness in itself is because of Allah Almighty.
Exactly. And most of the jobs go in vain, because when we really don't have sincere intentions, even if we have very harsh, even if we make very hard efforts to carry out a particular thing, but we don't have sincere intentions, I think things get into vain. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Well, it's also important that the parents and caregivers involve their children in community activities and events that were discussed in the program, so that such events manifest the hadith and teachings of Ahlul Bayt, This can include the attending of in religious gatherings, as Professor said, volunteering at local charities or participating in religious holidays and celebrations. By involving children in these activities, they can develop a sense of belonging and a connection to their faith and community. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.